Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The ninth week of the 2024 regular legislative session is now complete. The deadline for committees to report general bills and constitutional amendments originating in own house is Tuesday, March the 5th. Call to action, defeat Senate Bill 2901. This measure is impacting how local governments adjust millage rates. It has passed the Senate Finance Committee. Senate Bill 2901 mandates that counties and municipalities to provide public notice and hearing before exceeding a revenue-neutral tax rate regarding ad valorem taxes. This measure has passed the Senate Finance Committee and now resides on the Senate floor calendar. Key highlights of this bill consist of the following. No millage rate in excess of the revenue-neutral rate shall be levied by the governing body of any tax subdivision unless a resolution or ordinance has been approved by the governing body according to the following procedure. The governing body shall publish notice of its proposed intent to exceed the revenue neutral rate in the official county newspaper of the county where the taxing subdivision is located and on the website of the governing body, if the governing body maintains a website, and at least 14 days in advance of a public hearing. The notice shall include, but not be limited to, its proposed millage rate, its revenue neutral rate, and the date, time, and location of the public hearing. On or before July the 15th, the governing body shall notify the tax assessor of its proposed intent to exceed the revenue neutral rate. The tax assessor shall notify each taxpayer with property in the taxing subdivision by mail directed to the taxpayer's last known address of the proposed intent to exceed the revenue neutral rate at least 14 days in advance of the public hearing. Costs associated with providing the notice shall be attached to the taxing subdivision with payment due to the tax assessor by December 31st. The public hearing to consider exceeding the revenue neutral rate shall be held on or before September the 15th. A majority of the vote of the governing body by the adoption of a resolution or ordinance to approve exceeding the revenue neutral rate shall be required prior to adoption of a proposed budget that will result in a millage rate in excess of the revenue neutral rate. Such vote of the governing body shall be conducted at a public hearing after the governing body has heard from interested taxpayers. This shall not apply to school district millage rates. The Department of Revenue shall monitor the compliance of the taxing subdivisions with the requirements of this section and is authorized to promulgate rules and regulations in furtherance thereof. Any governing body subject to this section that does not comply shall refund to the taxpayers no later than March the 1st of the year after the revenue neutral rate was exceeded. Any property taxes overcollected based on the amount of the levy in excess of the revenue neutral rate. This act shall take effect and be enforced from and after January the 1st, 2025. Public purchasing measure passes House Accountability, Efficiency, and Transparency Committee, House Bill 1321. House Bill 1321 revises the public purchasing law that provides that purchases of less than $10,000 may be made without advertising or otherwise requesting competitive bids. In addition, this measure provides that no requisition to purchase, purchase order, or receiving report shall be required for purchases of any item or services with an acquisition cost of not more than $5,000. This measure now resides on the House floor calendar. Limitation to College Foundation Ad Valorem Exemption passed the Senate County Affairs Committee. Senate Bill 2697. This measure provides that the ad valorem tax exemption for property belonging to university, college, community college, and junior college foundation applies to property that is used exclusively and directly for education and outreach purposes only, and not leased or otherwise used to generate revenue. This measure currently resides on the Senate floor calendar. Legislative repealer addressing housing state inmates in county jail passes House and Senate Corrections Committee, House Bill 757 and Senate Bill 2700. House Bill 757 provides for conditions under which state offenders may serve sentences in county jails. This measure has passed the House Corrections Committee and now resides on the House floor calendar. Senate Bill 2700 has passed the Senate Corrections Committee and will now head to the Senate Government Structure Committee for consideration. Rural fire truck legislation continues to move through the legislative process. House Bill 308, this measure revises the Rural Fire Truck Acquisition Program by removing the criteria requirements of requiring that a county has to have received funding for no more than 8 rounds from the program in order to receive rural fire truck assistance. This measure has passed both the House County Affairs Committee and the House Accountability and Efficiency Committee and currently resides on the House floor calendar. House Bill 504, this measure authorizes an additional round of fire trucks for counties and municipalities under the Rural Fire Truck Acquisition Assistance Program. This measure passed the House floor chamber by a vote of 122-0. This measure will now head to the Senate chamber for consideration. Comprehensive mental health measure passes out of the House Public Health Committee. House Bill 1640. This measure revises the procedures for screenings, evaluations, and commitments for those with issues of mental health. This measure will now reside on the House floor calendar. Broadband exemption measure, House Bill 1091. House Bill 1091 addresses broadband exemption equipment speed, and it also looks to increase the speed based on the federal minimum requirements. In addition, it also addresses an ad valorem exemption that the providers receive. This measure currently resides in the House Ways and Means Committee. Thank you. This concludes this week's legislative update.